And the election may be over, but several House races are still too close to call. Recounts are likely, but how about a different way to settle things? By playing rock, paper, scissors. It's quick, simple, and has the charm of being nonpartisan. Rock smashes scissors, scissors cuts paper, paper covers rock.
With so much at stake, the campaigns may want to bring in a consultant like Jason Simmons. He is a professional rock, paper, scissors player. And tomorrow he will attend the RPS World Championship in Toronto.
I've competed on three separate continents, both in North America. I've competed in Asia. I've also competed in Australia. And over the last couple of years, I've been retired.
Is there money at stake here?
Absolutely. Not only there's the 10 grand coming up in Toronto. I was at a tournament in Vegas earlier this year where 50 grand was on the line. I've heard of an Israeli tournament that had $250,000 on the line.
Let's play a game, shall we?
You know, actually, I'm retired, and I have to I have to clear all of my matches through my manager, and I typically get an appearance fee for actual matches that I play.
Okay, but hold on. We have to clarify this. You're retired under the name Master Rashiambola.
Correct.
You're going to play under another name at this forthcoming championship.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Explain to me what's happening here.
When I retired in 2004, it was to let some of the younger players have their shot at some of the glory that I've achieved. There is a player who goes by the name of the Midnight Rider.
In fact, I'm looking at a photograph here from the New York Rock, Paper, Scissors Association of someone named Midnight Rider. He's wearing a mask, but seems to have your hairstyle.
That is correct. And although he's put up a tremendous stream of tournament victories over the last 2 years, I personally find his style of play to be very derivative.
Derivative of?
Of my own.
By the way, are there people who call it paper, rock, scissors?
There are, but you can even do a Google search. Rock, paper, scissors tends to be the most common.
Scissor, paper, rocks?
Never hear it.
Scissor never gets to start.
It never gets to start, and that's primarily because scissors is very rarely used as an opening throw. During my professional career, I noted that female players tended to open with scissors a lot more often than their male counterparts. In a lot of the media interviews that I did before my retirement, a lot of reporters invariably open with paper.
Aren't you curious what I'd open with?
If I had to guess just based on, like, if I was facing you in a match of rock, paper, scissors right now, I would guess scissors.
Shall we play one game?
Let's play one quick one.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any requests for my opening throw?
A request for your opening throw?
Yeah. What would you like for me to open with?
What would I like? And I don't know that you're actually going to do this. I'm just going to say.
I'm just asking.
And you're going to get information from me asking you what to throw, what you think I might throw.
I've already heard enough. Let's go. I heard everything I need to hear.
Okay.
Ready?
All right. One.
Two, three,
shoot. Oh, okay. He beat me. I did a rock, he did paper.
Paper over rock. That's
okay.
Pretty obvious. Sorry.
Let's two out of three. Two out of three.
All right, let's see what else you got.
Okay.
One, two, three, shoot.
Oh!
Now, when I say what else you got,
yeah,
that subtly encourages you to go against me by throwing the same throw twice.
But instead, I lost again. I did rock again, and you did paper.
Exactly.
Again. All right.
The game started long before we actually threw the first throw.
No. I'm not sure I was manipulated into throwing the rock, but you feel that you did.
Good, yeah, that's fine. You always want to leave your opponent feeling good after a loss. Now, I will say that doubling your throws the way you did is typically the sign of an intermediate or better player.
Are you just praising me so I'll feel good about being defeated?
It was
like
a great match.
Before?
It was a great match. I was honored. I broke a sweat, and as possible as it is for getting taken out in two consecutive throws, it was a tough match for me.
Rock, paper, scissors. Scissors, paper, rock. Trying to feed the hunger, but the hunger never stops.
Jason Simmons is a professional rock, paper, scissors player who bears a strong resemblance to a competitor in the World Championship this weekend in Toronto. And Renee, we need to end this part of the program by reading the credits. Who goes first?
Who goes first? Scissors.
I had rock again. I got you this time.
Okay, start.
Okay. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by Doreen McAllister and Bridget Kelly. Back to you.
The editorial staff includes Kitty Eisley, Courtney Dorning, Vladimir Dubinsky, Maeve McGoran, Emily Barocas, Jordana Hochman, Douglas Hopper, Jocelyn Frank, and Shannon Rhodes here at NPR West.
Our senior editor is Bruce Oster. Our senior producer is Madalika Sika. And our executive producer and Rock, Paper, Scissors referee is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.